Hello my friends, welcome to Unleashing Your Best Self. My name is Christian and today we are going to talk about the importance of meditation. Because, the last days I was talking with a friend and she asked me what did I get or what have I gotten from meditation and what can she get from meditation. And I think there is like a lot of misconceptions about what meditation is and what is it for. Buddha was asked once that what has he gained through meditation, and he answered, "I have gained nothing, but let me tell you what I have lost. I have lost anger, anxiety, depression, insecurity, fear, old age, and death." And this is the perfect answer for the question of the importance of practicing meditation. Meditation is a practice that leads us to controlling our minds and discovering ourselves. I would say that meditation is a key to a happy life, as in the sense that we get rid of negativity, worries, anxiety, which results in the entrance of happiness. In previous episodes, I have been talking about the importance of your alignment with your higher self in order to be able to connect with the universal source that helps you to attract and create all the things that you want in your life. But the problem is that we are constantly influenced by so many things and so many situations happening around us and around the world. And all those things takes us away from being aligned with our higher self. And the best way, the easiest way to keep ourselves aligned is to feel happy, to feel good, and to be mindful of what is happening or what we are doing in our life. Because when we are mindful, then we are completely immersed and we are not constantly worrying about what is happening or what will happen or stealing our happiness in the present moment. And the term mindfulness is one of the most important terms when we talk about meditation, because mindfulness is the art of conscious living, and it involves a mode of being that involves non-judgmental awareness of the present moment. In this way, this allows us to wake up, reconnect with ourselves and with the world, and to appreciate the richness of every single moment. And when I talk about the present moment awareness and non-judgmental, basically I talk, for example, in the case of present moment, I talk about, we know that time is something that humans created in order to make the world, the way to handle the world easier, the way to handle the living easier. So we created days, hours, months, years, etc. But time is an illusion, is not real. Because the only thing that is real is the right now, is what is happening now. Whatever you have ever lived in your life and whatever you will live in your life in the future, all those things were born from the present moment and will born from the present moment. And the only thing that we have constantly is the right moment. It's like the present moment, right now, what is happening in this precise second. And when we are doing so many things that we are not able to really be aware of every situation, of every action, then we are basically not living in the present moment. We are living in somewhere else. And I have so many examples about this. Like, I'm pretty sure, for example, if you ate your breakfast this morning, I'm pretty sure you are not able to say if it was really, really good, or if it was regular good, or if it was like bad. Because every time someone sits and eats something, they are not aware of eating, they are like in the phone, they are on internet, they are talking, they are thinking about what they have to do, and they are doing so many things, and we call it multitasking, and we think that's a good thing, but it is not a good thing, because to be multitask is actually mindlessness. So it's the opposite of mindfulness, and that is just chaotic. So when we talk about the present moment, we have to notice that whatever is actually here, right now, is the present moment. Not what happened yesterday, not what you need to do tomorrow or where you would like to be, but allowing yourself to fully experience what is already here. This could involve your breath, your bodily sensations, your sounds, your thoughts, or maybe a choiceless awareness of any aspect of the present moment. And when we talk about awareness, we talk about paying attention, full attention, complete focus. This is an active process of continually bringing your attention back to what you're observing in the present moment whenever your mind gets carried away. In this sense, mindfulness involves mastery of the mind. You have to control your mind, and it's the opposite of mindlessness. And when we talk about non-judgmental, that means accepting, embracing, and remaining equanimous to those present moment experiences that you are paying attention to. Taking a break from liking and disliking, and instead simply noticing whatever is here and allowing it to be. We love labeling. We love it. Every time we have an experience, we say, oh, that was good. Oh, that was bad. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was bad. Oh, that's normal. Oh, that's not normal. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's so bad. And we are constantly tagging the situations, and that is so judgmental, which is the opposite thing of mindfulness. So when I said you have to be non-judgmental, it's just accepting what it is. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad, just it is what it is, and there is no other way. So when you are able to control your mind and accept that as if you chose that situation, then there is no labels, and there is no right or wrong, there is no good and bad, it is just what it is. So what is the whole purpose of being mindful? Why do we want to be mindful? Well, because mindfulness is based on an awareness that we literally only have moments to live. If you think about your life, you will realize that we spend much of our time thinking, planning, and worrying about the future, or regretting and ruminating about the past. Every time our mind wanders from where we are in the present moment, we reduce our ability to fully experience and appreciate the present moment. By bringing our awareness back into this present moment, right here, right now, we can really live life in its full richness, and we can literally get the most of every experience. I have a story about myself that I love to share, because one time I was in Munich. I was waiting in the train station, and I was not feeling good. Honestly, I was like kind of that day I just say goodbye to some friends after being traveling for a while, and I was like kind of down, and I didn't like the feeling that I was having. So I was thinking, okay, I have to do something to get rid of this bad feeling. So I went to a restaurant and I ordered a pizza, and then at the end I ordered a cake, and I was like, I will forget about everything, and I will just focus right now in this cake, and I will eat it, and I will enjoy it, and I will do it as no one else exists in this world. So I took my spoon, and then I took one piece of the cake, and I close my eyes. I take a deep breath, and I put the piece of cake in my mouth. And I was taking my time, trying to split every ingredient in my mouth, and I was trying to feel every flavor, and I was like all like completely focused. I was not thinking about anything, I was not listening to anything, I was not feeling anything. I was just all everything, all my all senses and my whole mind was focused on what was happening on my tongue. And I continue like this with the rest of the cake, and you have no idea how much I enjoy that cake. I enjoy it so much that I thought it was the best cake I have ever eaten in my life. But it was probably just a regular, normal cake. But because I was like so aware and so focused of doing what I was doing in that moment, that was eating a chocolate cake, I was like so immersed and I had just a rich experience from that. And then the funny part was when I opened my eyes, because in front of me there was like a table with three adults and this small girl. And the small girl was laughing a lot. She was just laughing and laughing because she was looking at me and she was like making all these faces. She was mocking at me, of course. She was making these faces like if I was promoting chocolate cake in a commercial, in a TV commercial or something like that. And I can understand that from their perspective, it was like a funny thing to see. You usually don't go to a restaurant and see people closing their eyes and enjoying their food so much. But I think that's a bad thing, because if people will know, will realize how good your food can taste if you do that, then I'm pretty sure everyone will be eating with eyes closed in the restaurants. So, coming back to the mindfulness, by cultivating and accepting a non-judgmental attitude and a mind that is able to both stay and see things as they are in the present moment, mindfulness has the potential to reduce the impact and influence of stressful thoughts and feelings. So we can promote balance, calm and peace and emotional stability, and we can develop self-acceptance and self-compassion. Actually, if we talk about Western psychology, there has recently been an explosion of interest in mindfulness. It's not wonder why when you consider the promising results of studies so far, which have linked about mindfulness with reduction in anxiety and mood problems. There is a lot of studies and research about how mindfulness can reduce so many psychological problems, how so many mental problems. And this is something that even psychologists and scientists and a lot of experts are interested to, because meditation, when people meditate, you can see that the activity of the brain changes radically. And of course, all these things have turned into new studies and into new developments to create and to make people live different and even to cure illnesses and sickness. And If we think about why or how we can develop mindfulness, then we will find two different kind of practices. Formal, we can call it formal and informal. So what is a formal practice? Formal practice can involve sitting practices such as like mindfulness of the breath, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of sounds and thoughts, and all these things are like basically meditations when you focus on the breath, on the body, on sounds or thoughts. It can also involve a body scan, lying down, for example. We can also find, for example, walking meditation, and walking meditation is a suitable practice for those who don't like the idea of sitting or lying still, because sometimes people is too active or they are not used to be still, and they need activities. That I have heard a lot of people complaining about meditation, because like it's like, oh my god, I can literally not stay and do nothing for so long. I cannot do that. So for those kind of people that they can do it but they haven't mastered it yet, there is like a this practice called walking meditation, and basically 10 minutes a day is a good place to start, and even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Like if you really want to start getting into mindfulness, you don't need to start meditating like 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. You can start with 5-10 minutes and you will start noticing the difference. In my case I started just with 10 minutes, and not even daily. I started with 10 minutes every 2 days. Nowadays you can find so many apps that help you. They guide you in a meditation for 5 or 10 minutes, depending what you want. And these are really good. I started with one of these apps, and if I tell you how much I meditate nowadays, you will get crazy. Sometimes, at least minimum is just 30 minutes, but sometimes I enjoy it so much, and it's just a very healthy and peaceful state that I like to meditate 1 hour, 2 hours even. One time I was 2 hours meditating. And if you will have asked me about this, I know 5 years ago, I will be like, oh my god, meditation is so boring, because I try it, but for some reason I was not getting it. I was not understanding it, and I was not doing it properly. So I was like, I cannot do it. Like, how can people just sit there and be there like for 30 minutes or 1 hour? That's crazy. But now, since I know how it works and I understand it and I am able to get into the state, it's just amazing. It's one of the best feelings that I can have in life in general. Because it's just a state of complete peace, and yeah, as I told you, it's hard to explain. You need to experience it in order to understand it. So, in conclusion, the whole importance of meditation is to become mindful, and becoming mindful will make you feel better, will make you focus. And even if you are like a very busy person, maybe you are like you have a very stressful job, or very you have a very important job, or maybe if you are an athlete and you do so many competitions, or maybe you have your own business and you have so many things to handle with, when you are able to be mindful for a few minutes a day, you are giving a break to your brain, and that this helps you to boost your creativity and your problem solving skills, and it allows you to handle stress in an easier way and to be happier more time than you usually are. What I always say to my clients and my friends and even my family is like, my life changed. My life really, really changed when I start meditating and when I started to do yoga. Since I do those things, the way I live is just more beautiful, so more pure, more peaceful, happier. I enjoy every moment. I'm not going to lie to you. I am not going to eat and closing my eyes and enjoying my food every time. But when I do it, I know that I can, and it's a beautiful experience. And the same thing for everything I do. If I am with someone talking, I am completely aware of what that person is telling me. and in a non-judgmental way. I'm not tagging, oh, what she's saying is so bad, what she's saying is so good. No, it's just like, it's just completely aware of what's happening. And the same with everything. And I think the only way to really master this way of living is by starting with meditation, because meditation guides you, meditation helps you to learn to control your mind. And if you, most of the people, they are controlled by their minds, like their mind is wandering from one thought to another thought, and is like focusing in different situations that they are happening around us, and we are constantly jumping from one thought to another thought, and worrying about it, and getting anxious, and getting anger, and getting sad, and it's just a mess. It's like a chaotic way of living. But if you learn to control your mind, then you are able to control your emotions, and then it's easier to feel good about whatever you're doing anytime. Well, that's it. I hope this episode was not too confusing. Sometimes it's really hard to explain and to talk about things that you need to experience in order to understand it. But because English is my second language, that makes it even harder. But I really hope that this was helpful for you. And that's it. Share it with someone if you think this was helpful, and I will see you in the next episode. Have an amazing day, and please, next time you eat something, just try it. Don't care about who is looking, what is happening around you. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath, put that food in your mouth, and try to take your time to focus in every flavor of what you're eating, and you will realize that it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience. Lots of love, lots of good vibes. Namaste.